To call the study session of Monday, June 25th to order. The first item of business is to excuse the mayor who is out of town. And then we will review items on the agenda for the council meeting that will start at 5:45 this evening. If y'all want to look at our agenda, we have quite a few public hearings tonight. Page 1, page 2, public hearings, and we're going to take action of appointing Carrie Kent as the deputy city manager, and we'll have some fun there. I'm sure we'll have some fun there. Anything on page 2? Page 3, we will adjourn the council meeting that we're in. We will convene a special council meeting for the purposes of approving the budget and the 5-year capital improvement program, and then we will reconvene the regular council meeting. Ms. Spinner, will we need a motion to adjourn the special council meeting?
Yes, Vice Mayor.
Okay.
And then a motion to reconvene the regular council meeting.
Okay, so we'll need a couple of motions at that point in time if everybody could be cognizant of that, please. Then we have a minor plan amendment hearing, and then the minor plan amendment action, and then the zoning case on the top of page 4 that is related to those things. Anything else on page 3 or 4? Nope. Okay, we're moving on to page 5. Councilmember Griswold, I'm assuming 14F.
You're as psychic as usual.
Yes.
14F, I understand, had been pulled. Is that true?
Vice Mayor Walters, Councilmember Griswold, the applicant did withdraw her application for this.
We can delete that?
Yes.
Okay.
That was my question.
Would you please let Councilmember Summers know when he comes back? Thank you. Anything else on page 5? All right, page 6, we're on purchases. Page 7. I just want to make a comment on 15H. We had quite a bit of discussion on that on Thursday at the study session, and we were concerned about, this is the one that has to do with the standby generator. It's a backup generator for replacement at this facility that we are in today. People probably don't know this who watch this on TV, but we're in the basement of a building, and there is an elevator that gets people upstairs to get out. The backup generator, it turns out, would be what would run the elevator should the electricity go out in this building. So it becomes a very essential element of safety in the building. One of the things that happened a couple of weeks ago, we had the Dial-A-Ride people who were here talking. We were discussing Dial-A-Ride, and we had a lot of wheelchairs in the room. And one of the people contacted me afterwards and said, you know, it would be nice in the future if you're having a hearing like that if you would do it upstairs, because you just have that small elevator, and it takes forever. And if there were an emergency, it would be hard to get out of here. So I wanted to make that comment so we could think about that in the future. If we know something like that is coming up, we might want to schedule it for upstairs. But I'm all right with this staying on consent. It looks like it's one of those necessary things that we have to take care of. Mr. Rawls, I know you had some issues with this one. Are you okay with it?
I am. I'm now okay with it. I've been told essentially that from a legal standpoint, we have to do it. So from an ADA standpoint and from a public safety standpoint, so those would have been good reasons to have included in the council report the first time, but given what we now know, I have no problem with leaving it on consent.
Yeah, but we had a lot more fun beating it up on Thursday.
It is
yeah.
More fun, and I appreciate that.
I actually think they leave things off sometimes just so we can have fun. No? Chris is saying no. All right. Anybody else on that? Everybody else okay with leaving that on consent? Okay. Then you missed it. We'll leave that. We're glad to have you back, Councilmember Jones. Page 8, more contracts. Page 9, we're now at the introduction of ordinances and setting July 2nd as the date for the public hearing of those ordinances. And then we have resolutions at the bottom of the page. The modifying fees and charges for the planning division has been deleted. Anything on page 10?
Vice Mayor,
yes.
Just real quickly, I just want to make sure the council understands item 17C, the joint project, the IG agreement with the county and town of Gilbert. We list an estimated cost for the city's net share of $4.7 million. I want the council to understand what we anticipate is, because you're going to see this project again, the reason I say that is that we anticipate that what our planning is that the design phase of this project will be funded with sales tax dollars, And then when we talk about projects to be in the bond funds, the remaining portion of that would be assumed in the bond, future bond sale. Now, obviously, then if the bond sale is if the bond authorization is not successful, then the entire balance then would have to be committed by or have to be funded from the remaining or from sales tax over the next several years. But that is because we feel like this is such an important project, and it is a partnership with the county and the town of Gilbert. We are going to go ahead and move forward with this project and the commitment, whether or not we get future bonds in place, if that makes any sense. That's really, I guess, the message I want to make sure everybody understood.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Any questions? All right. Anything else on page 10? Page 11, we have 17K, 17L, and 17N off of consent, and they'll stay off of consent. Page 12, we're now at discussing and receiving public comment prior to taking action on ordinances that were introduced at a prior council meeting. Page 13, page 14, page 15, page 16, we have three appeals, two from the Design Review Board and one from Planning and Zoning. It's a Planning and Zoning site plan modification, and Councilmember Rawls has a conflict on the first one, and those would be off of consent in any case, since they're appeals. Item number 22. Councilmember Rawls, I have a note that you requested that that be removed from consent. Okay, thank you. Anything else on that page? Page 17. All right, we're at the end. Yes, Councilmember Rawls.
I'm sorry, but on page 12, item number 19, the backup material was the same as it was for this for the committee meeting, and I just wanted to make sure that the direction that was given about not becoming a plant monitoring police in terms of this program is still in place. The intent is to pay people to remove the grass, but we're not going to dictate to them what they have to replace their grass with as long as it's Xeriscape. Is that right?
Yes.
Because there was an initial discussion about the fact that we were going to get involved in helping them decide what plants, and that's not the plan, right?
I don't.
That's the direction we received from council. That
right,
the
and that's just want to make sure it's not the plan.
If
Mr. Plum, did you want to come up and answer the question on the microphone? So we'll have it as part of the record. Thank you.
Councilmember Rawls, I missed the study session where I think you had some further discussion about that. But the rationale behind a list of plants of some kind is you don't put in a high water use plant after you've taken out grass,
right?
And turn around and
that's
and
fine. During the committee meeting, yeah, there was some discussion about the fact that they were going to be fairly hands-on and after this many kinds of this plants, et cetera. And I think we finally got the direction that we want to save water, but we don't want to tell people how they have to design their backyard.
That was our understanding as well, and also we didn't want to go with just bare rock because
exactly
of the increase in the heat island. So there had to be a certain amount of plant material.
Exactly,
it needed to be drought tolerant plant material. But
well, it's supposed to be Xeriscape,
right?
Which is
so how it goes and is
okay.
Not
beyond that, we're not going to get involved. That's all I want to make
correct
sure.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anything else that we need to go over on the agenda for tonight? All right, then we'll go back to the pink agenda. And we've got here reports on meetings and or conferences attended. You got any reports? Councilmember Jones.
Yes, it's been a while since I've been here, but I did attend my National League of Cities Public Safety and Crime Prevention Steering Committee meeting in Charlotte. A very good meeting, talking about catastrophes, first responders, a whole variety of things related to public safety. And while I was out there, I did take a side trip and take a look at the U.S. National Whitewater Facility out there.
I understand it was fairly close to where you were.
About 10 miles from downtown. A very easy trip and a detour on the way to the airport. So.
Okay, other reports. Saturday morning, we had a pancake breakfast at Fire Station 211 in my district, and had a number of city staff members who were there. Really appreciate their taking the time to be there. I understand we had about 200 residents who showed up at the last count that I had heard. With all the coming and going, I wasn't counting, but it seemed like we had a really good turnout. I don't think there were any raspberries, Mr. Brady.
Oh, au contraire. Your assistant made sure there was raspberries.
Raspberries for you.
Well, I think a few other people participated,
okay,
too.
Okay, okay. She told me after your comment
your
the other day.
Your assistant did a great job in accommodating that. Thank you.
She said, oh, she was going to go on her own dime and get a couple of raspberries there. So it was well attended. A lot of people very committed to neighborhoods and improving neighborhoods. We have, I believe, now close to 80 registered neighborhoods in District 1. It was exciting to see so many people show up. Anything else on that one? Yes, Mr. Rawls.
I just want to know, Chris, is that why the council assistants report to the city manager as opposed to being the employees of the council?
It works for me.
It will continue to do so.
I was afraid we were going to, being from New York, I was afraid the guy, you know, I grew up there, I was afraid raspberries meant something entirely different.
Oh, no.
All right. We're going to go on to item number 3, which is scheduling of meetings and general information. Chris, what have you got for us?
All right. Just to keep the council updated on our schedule before the summer break, we have our Thursday study session on the 28th. Then we'll have a Monday, July 2nd, council meeting, study session and council meeting. I do think we will have one or two items for that study session on July 2nd. So our start time may be just a little bit earlier than it was today. There is no scheduled study session. The study session for July 5th has been canceled. And then our final meeting for July will be July 9th, council meeting. And then we are next meeting coming back in August. At this time, we have quite a few council members out, but at least we're at least saying August 9th at this time. It would be the Thursday study session. We know that there's at least 3 council members that are out, so we'll have to see if we have a quorum actually for the night. So if you're not going to be here on the 9th, right now we have councilman members Griswold, Rawls, and Summers who won't be available. So if there's any others, we need to know that, so we can accommodate that schedule. Otherwise, our first council meeting in August will be Monday, August 13th.
Chris, for some reason I was thinking the mayor might be out that day too. In the past, what we have done when something like that's come up is we've started earlier on the Monday.
And
people have called in their questions ahead of time if they needed to staff.
If the council would like to do that, that may be a good idea for that August. Instead of having an August 9th study session, we would just start earlier on Monday, August 13th. If that's what the council would prefer, I don't think there'd be any problem doing that.
With so many people gone, it seems to me like that might make
sense.
And
then certainly the packet will go out sooner. If you have any questions, please feel free to call me. Otherwise, we'll accommodate by starting a little bit earlier on the 13th.
And the sooner you can get the packet out to us, the better, because if people are going out of town, then they can look at it ahead of time.
We will try to do that.
Okay. Councilmember Ross.
Just to let you know, I'll be here on this Thursday, but not for very long for the study session. I have the state bar convention that I have to go to keep my license.
A bar license? Is that
bar
what you
license.
Just said?
I believe it's item.
Okay.
So I should be here for probably 30 to 45 minutes only.
At this time, I think the only item we have is reviewing the July 2nd.
Okay.
I believe, unless, I don't know, we'll let you know.
Thank you. Are there any other scheduling a meeting or general information? I don't see any pre-scheduled public opinion appearances, so I need a motion to adjourn. Motion and second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And we'll gather again upstairs. Thank you.